the regular planning board meeting, March 11th, 2006. This meeting's been advertised pursuant to Public Law 231, also known as Open Public Meeting Act. And can we go to a flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And a roll call, please.
Mr. Adams.
Here.
Mr. Allegretto. Mr. Barnes.
Here.
Mr. Becker.
Here.
Mr. Birch.
Here.
Mrs. Halliday. Mr. Jessel.
Here.
Mr. Loper.
Here.
Mr. Shepherd. Mr. Stell.
Here.
Dr. Vandeshore.
Here.
Okay, now we're going to run the agenda the way it shows. Number one on the agenda, PBA 26001.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, you've been typing here that the applicant's had mentioned this application of two LLC corporation. Those entities are contract purchasers of this property. They're scheduled to close on the property relatively shortly, so when assuming the board approves this application, the names will probably be different on the plans. As you mentioned, it's 3128 Asbury Avenue, lot 22, lot 313. Property is currently a 6,000 square foot interior lot, located in the R230 zone. The applicant's here tonight seeking minor subdivision approval to subdivide the existing lot into two new fully conforming lots. Both lots are going to measure 30 feet by 100 feet from Asbury Avenue and have alley access. No variances are requested or required for approval of the applications. Both lots will be fully conforming with all zoning requirements, therefore it's a by-right subdivision. The applicants intend on calling one witness tonight, and that's the project surveyor, Paul Cole.
Please raise your right hand. You swear or affirm the testimony about to give to this board would be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Been in front of us on many occasions. I'm familiar with his credentials, and he can proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Cole, can you provide the board an overview of the application, please? More so than what I already gave?
Yeah. Repeating it, you're taking a 6,000 square foot lot and 60 foot wide and splitting it into two lots, each 30 feet by 100 foot in depth, which are conforming.
It's currently one lot, correct?
Correct.
And these two new lots will be fully conforming?
Yes.
No variance requested or required?
Negative.
And they will be consistent with all the other lots, interior lots, on this side of Asbury Avenue, is that correct?
Yes, it's shown on the tax map above on the subdivision.
So it's a by-right subdivision?
Yes.
All right, and it's your understanding that this application has been filed before the county planning board, and the county planning board has waived it, correct?
Correct.
Okay, those are all the questions I have, Mr. Coleman. The applicant rests for the moment.
Any board questions the applicant at this point? Seeing none, I'm going to go to my professionals.
Thank you, Chairman, board members. I'm going to do Randy's report and my report this evening. Randy's report was February 16th. My report was February 12th. Both reports confirm that this is in fact a by-right subdivision, R230 zone. Lots are 30 foot wide by 100 foot deep, meeting all of the zoning matrix for this zone. There's no development proposed as part of this application. This is only to create two lots. There's a couple of conditions in both the planner's report and my report that will need to be addressed on the final plat when submitted. The property has alley access, so all driveways will need to come off the alley. Parking will need to be requirements with the residential site improvement standards, and curb and sidewalk in the Asbury Avenue right-of-way will need to be removed and replaced as part of this application. Bonding for that is removal and replacement will be required. We defer back to the applicant whether it will be provided for the project or if it's requested for each individual lot. But other than that, there's no other technical comments associated with this by-right subdivision.
Any questions to our professional at this point? Seeing none. Yes.
To answer Mr. Shoddy's question, the applicant requested Mr. Shoddy prepare the cost estimates, and I said estimates, if you'd like me to prepare for each individual lot so we don't get caught down the road.
Understood.
Okay. Is there a rest at this point?
Yes.
Okay, at this point, I need a motion to open it up for the public.
Senator Jessel, second, Birch.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, common address at 3103 Asbury Avenue, 3128 Asbury Avenue. Does anybody have any comment? Please come forward at this point. See no comment. Close the public.
Do I
have a second?
Birch.
All in favor?
Aye.
Back to the applicant to close.
I don't think anything in conclusion is to buy right subdivision with two fully conforming lots. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion in the affirmative for approval of the applicant's application for a minor subdivision and also the two requested waivers, which will be sewage service availability waiver and the topographical data on site.
Based on what you've heard from our solicitor, do I have a motion?
Senator Jessel.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Do you want clarification? The waiver is just to provide the sewer letter at this time. The topo is to not provide it at all. Okay. Just so we're clear.
The condition of approval will be providing service.
Service available, right.
As part of the conformance process.
Right, but then topos are completely waived, right? Is that my understanding?
That's correct. Right. Okay. That's understanding.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who made the motion?
Jessel.
Me.
And Adams.
Sorry. Mr. Barnes?
Yes, by right subdivision.
Mr. Becker?
Yes, by right subdivision.
Mr. Jessel?
Yes, by right subdivision.
Mr. Adams?
Yes, by right.
Dr. Vandeshore?
Yes, by right.
Mr. Birch?
Yes, by right.
Mr. Stell?
Yes, by right.
Mr. Loper?
Yes, by right subdivision in these lots will conform to the existing lot in the neighborhood.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Got five resolutions.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Adopt resolution PBA 25004, Carl Sands. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Adams?
Yes.
Dr. Vandeshore?
Yes.
Mr. Stell?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. PBA 25-010, Ocean. Do I have a motion?
Adams.
I have a second.
Mr. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Adams?
Yes.
Dr. Vandeshore?
Yes.
Mr. Stell?
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Loper?
Yes. Another one, PBA 25006, Whale Beach. Do I have a motion?
Becker.
Do I have a second?
Barnes.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. Got another one, PBA 25-008 V2 property. Do I have a motion?
Second, Adams.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. Consistency's put off until April 1. Do we adopt the minutes of 2-4-26? Do I have a motion?
Barnes.
Second?
Becker.
All in favor?
Aye.
Again, minutes 2-11-26. Do I have a motion?
Barnes.
Second?
Correct.
All in favor?
Aye.
You said that incorrectly. We still need to adopt the resolution for consistency 2601.
I thought we were. Okay.
No, 2602
okay.
Was tabled.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We have to adopt consistency for 2601. Do I have a motion?
Becker.
Barnes.
Mr. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. Subcommittee reports, Randy's flying. I don't know what Randy's someplace. So we have no subcommittee report at this time. So I have a motion to adjourn.
Yes.